fellow called a press conference, and he showed us his implantable insulin pump, and he pointed out how easy it was to be hacked. Now, he kept back a few key details, but the reality is we put things inside of our body, and you can dump your credit card, you can change your PIN numbers and things like that, but if something's inside your body supposedly to help you, it might also hurt you. Interestingly, we're getting pretty close to that. They're talking about contact lenses that measure your blood sugar level. There's the Nike Fit Band. A lot of people are wearing a Fuel Band, it's called. And the Fuel Band, somebody noted, can detect when you're having sex. If it's the middle of the night and you just burned 150 calories and you didn't take any steps, it can make deductions. So I worry that all of our body technologies might conspire against us. Just about any technology, you know, the fingerprint readers on the iPhones were hacked by the Chaos Computer Club with a rubber finger and a 3D printer. Regina Dugan from Google has actually been suggesting we might take a password pill every day, and that pill would broadcast radio waves from inside our body, and that would be our log on to the computer. Nice idea, but I don't think I want to have to take a password pill every day.